believe me.
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJTA Washington.
Welcome back to the Giant Center in Hershey. About to get underway for the third round of consolations, and coming up right away will be Parker Jennings of Trinity. He'll be taking on Maximus Query of Notre Dame GP.
Yeah, tough match for Jennings in his last one, a loss to Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. His third loss to Johnson in just a handful of weeks in that quarterfinal match. So Jennings with a chance now to right the ship after that loss. And they are underway. Quick body tie up. Jennings already down onto one knee. Quarry of Notre Dame GP. Again, this is 107-pound, third-round consolation. Now kind of moving into a arm tie. Low single there by Quarry, but Jennings able to negate it and back up to their feet and do a tie-up.
Halfway through this first period. Mat number one, another one of those scoreboards. We need to tilt a little bit here, Greg.
I've got a little bit better angle than you do, yeah, but I can understand how that could be challenging.
The other four mats are good. It's 1-6.
You're right.
Might have to go down there after this consolation round and see if we can move it slightly while no one's looking. Get it back our way as scoreless after one. Dom Canale of Trinity is in the hole right now, and he's on the same mat as Parker Jennings. So we'll have Jennings, we'll have a match in between, and then we will have Canale. And then we'll have Tolliver at 33 and Hartman at 39, then a bit of a break before Bryce Collins at 89 and Braden Collins at 215. Scoreless after one, and Jennings will be on top to begin the second.
Jennings hanging on that right side of Quarry. Quarry, though, able to drop down and pick up the left side of Jennings, trying to circle back behind him. Quarry has the left leg of Jennings and finally able to break him down, but Jennings, no points awarded yet. There's the two-point reversal. So Quarry on the board, 2-0. He leads 30 seconds into the second period.
So a lot of time still for Parker Jennings to score from underneath. And I think this is a good test, right? If he doesn't score here in a minute and a half, that tells you, hey, I need to pick neutral for my choice in the third.
Jennings there tries to kind of roll through, but almost got caught on his back. Instead, able to get himself up to his feet, get that escape that you alluded to, Greg, and now trails just 2-1. Another good low shot there by Quarry. Funk roll there for Jennings to try and find that other ankle. Jennings kind of laying flat on his stomach. Quarry kind of almost sitting up on top of him to work the ankle. He's finally able to clear himself, and we're going to get potentially dangerous. A nice shot from Jennings there just to basically hang on to that ankle and create the stalemate. So 36 seconds to go, back underway second period, 2-1. Quarry leads Jennings.
Another deep shot here from Quarry. And Jennings able to force a potentially dangerous. He's been deep a few times here on Jennings.
Yeah. Jennings has done a nice job to minimize damage, but he has put himself in some concerning positions.
Going to get a penalty point awarded here with just 8 seconds to go. Trinity coaches want to know what that's all about.
I think they're going to give basically like a headbutt. Jennings kind of down on all. They were both in their stance, and Jennings kind of lunged forward at Quarry, and I think just created that contact head-to-head.
I've seen more penalty points awarded here in,
I agree,
in this tournament than I've seen in the previous 3 weeks between sections, Whipples, and in the regions. Yeah, for things like that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's kind of what the question is. I mean, I don't think anything that Jennings did there was malicious by any stretch. I mean, he just, it was basically a shot attempt. It was basically a shot attempt.
Yeah.
Or maybe a fake shot attempt that maybe, okay, you lunge a little bit further forward than, you know, and you create contact. But I'm not sure what we're doing here if contact is the issue. Nevertheless, the penalty point is awarded.
Puts Jennings in a tough spot. Now, he'll have choice to begin the third period, but it was looking like, hey, an escape to begin the third. It's a 2-2 match.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, he's going to be down one if he gets in the escape here. And going to need to score to be able to extend his season.
Yeah, I agree with you, Greg. I'm not sure. I think you're right. There's been an uptick in those types of calls, and I think in this case, it may come back to really hurt Jennings. Jennings up to his feet.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is you can't try to worry about trying to score it all right there, right? I think he was looking maybe potential reversal. Just get your one and then try to work on your feet because now he's in a little bit of trouble here underneath.
Yeah, you're right. He came up to his feet. Corey dropped down to that high single and then was able to. Now you're right. Now he's riding on top and he's got the boots in. Already 35 seconds gone in this third period. And Corey riding on top. Starting to get a little high, though. Needs to be careful. But he does break Jennings down. Jennings, a little bit of a switch attempt, but with every roll Jennings creates, Corey able to just ride with him, and they'll roll out of bounds. 57 seconds to go, 3-1. Maximus Corey of Notre Dame GP leading Parker Jennings of Trinity. Good roll there. Jennings now, so he gets the roll, gets the escape, 3-2. Now he's in, was in deep on a single, but, man, great job there by Corey to sprawl back and clear that right leg completely. I thought Jennings did a really nice job coming out of that escape to counter with a quick shot, but good strength and good ability to break free of that single leg. 20 seconds to go. Corey now down below the knee on a shot. Jennings trying to free himself back. Corey coming out the backside, though. Looks like he's going to be able to pick up the takedown. He does get the takedown. And that will do it. Maximus Corey of Notre Dame GP, a 6-2 victory over Parker Jennings of Trinity at 107 pounds.
Parker Jennings drops a decision here in the blood round and will not be able to come home with a medal, just one win shy of it. His teammate Dom Canale is on deck. Also, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold in the hole now on mat number two, as is Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. He's in the hole on mat number five. So we have our Washington County wrestlers coming up here pretty quickly in this round. We'll take a timeout and be back here in a moment. You are listening to Wrestling here on the WJPA Sports Network.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, I'm Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith. Appreciate you listening in here on 1450 AM WJPA Washington. So we have one more match to go until Dom Canale of Trinity will hit the mats. Two matches on mats for Evan Tolliver of Ringgold and Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. After those three wrestle, we'll have Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan and Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan coming a short while after that. So Parker Jennings does drop a decision, but still having five wrestlers to go for a chance to medal for Washington County. One confirmed right now, and that's Lee Dreschman, who has advanced into the semifinals, which will be at 7 p.m., and being that he's 107 pounds, he'll be one of the first ones.
So. Yeah, we're moving quick, so even after we get through the Tolliver and Hartman's match, despite the fact that there is a handful of weight classes in between that we don't have that local coverage, it'll move quickly as, again, we're already seeing 145-pound weight classes showing up in the hole. So even at Bryce Collins at 189, we will not be long before we are back with that coverage. So make sure you stay close. As we toggle back and forth between some music, and our wrestling coverage here. But as Greg alluded to, we are moments away from Dom Canale. It's the match ahead of him. It's late in the second period.
So after this round, our focus will shift a little bit. We'll still continue to focus on the Washington Green County wrestlers that wrestle from here on out, laser focused on those wrestlers and their match. But we'll also try to focus more on the WPIL, especially as the semifinals come in. And then we will have every match for the medal rounds, third, fifth, and seventh, as well as the finals. We'll have every single one for you. But for the semifinals and the next round of consolations tonight, as well as consolations first thing tomorrow morning, will be more focused on Washington Green County as well as the WPIL. Speaking of the WPIL, so Parker Jennings not going to be getting a medal, but Bryce Thomas of Moon will. So that's three wrestlers at 107 pounds for the WPIL who will be state medalists. Lee Dreschman, Michael Johnson, both in the semis, and Bryce Thomas is in the consolations. At 114, Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. He was a winner 4-1. Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford was a winner 5-2. Those two will wrestle each other tonight here at 9 o'clock in that consolation round. But they have advanced to be able to earn a medal. Another wrestler in that weight at 114 is wrestling right now, Bo Fennick of Franklin Regional. He's down 5-2 with 43 seconds to go in the third period in his match against Dom Powell of Upper Dublin. His teammate Titus Colangelo is trailing 2-0 to Tegan Cocciolo of Emmaus, and they're in the third period as well. So a pair of Franklin Regional wrestlers out there right now. The only two WPIL wrestlers out there, and both in the third period. The match that is in front of Canales is Thunder Beard of Central Dauphin. He leads 2-0 over Braden Todora of Parkland. They have 35 seconds to go in the third. As we're going to get Bo Fennick. He's going to get a reversal and back points with 20 seconds left. He's got four of them, and Bo Fennick of Franklin Regional, who was trailing 5-2, is going to get, and look, it's going to stop with 6 seconds left, an injury time called for. So that means five back points. And Bo Fennick up 9-5 with 6 seconds left.
Man, what an incredible feeling that has to be. As you mentioned, here in the blood round, the chance to medal and get yourself onto the podium to find that big move that you're looking for and connect on it. And there's a nice collection of Franklin Regional and perhaps nearby wrestlers right there along the hockey boards watching that. You heard a nice pop from the crowd there when Fennick was able to connect on it. Looks like blood time to his opponent, Powell.
How about this one, too? Thunder Beard, a Central Dauphin, gives up a takedown in the last second, and he will lose to Todora of Parkland 3-2. Thunder Beard was coming in as a potential state finalist because upset in the quarters and gets upset in the consies, and he will not medal.
I mean, there is just...
anything can happen in this state
tournament. Again, the quality of wrestler from top to bottom here, you do not make it to Hershey just on, you know, a wing and a prayer. Every wrestler who makes their way here is deserving of it. And those are the reasons why right there that anything can happen.
So Dom Canale waiting. Referees are both talking to Central Dauphin coaches. Jeff Swiger down there very upset about the fact that that takedown was awarded in the last second. So his wrestler not going to be able to earn a state medal. And so that's why we got a little bit of delay here for Dom Canale. He's going to be wrestling Andre Serrato of Bethlehem Catholic. Serrato gave Santino Sloboda of Butler everything he could handle in the round of 16, almost pulling the upset on Sloboda. So this is going to be a tough one here for Dom Canale.
Collier Hartman into the on deck on mat 5. That match in front of him, including Kale Yannick of Moon, that first period is coming to a close. So, again, make sure you stand by. Probably as Canale's match is finishing, we'll be able to jump right into Collier Hartman's match. Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, he's still in the hole, but the match ongoing there is the Fennick match, which just ended. So Bo Fennick of Franklin Regional, congrats to him. He'll find his way onto the podium. So Tolliver of Ringgold on deck, Hartman of Canamac on deck, and Dom Canale of Trinity up right now. Officials are still, I think, coming down from the...
yeah, the Todora beard match.
From the beard, yeah, exactly. So here we go, Canale and Serrato shake hands, and we are underway at 127. Some hand fighting. A loose tie up here between Serrato and Beard. A little throw by from Serrato and doesn't connect. Do a tie up. Both wrestlers down onto one knee. A little pick there from Canale. Able to bunch the head up, but Serrato able to free himself of that. A good little knee pick. And Canale almost connected with the head. Instead, he'll come down to the right leg of Serrato, where we will get a potentially dangerous, and back to the center they go with 18 seconds to go. I thought Canale almost connected there.
You know, he had a really good shot. I think when he went towards the head to try to bundle it up, that's when he lost, you know, the positioning on that shot.
Yeah.
I think if he tries to keep moving forward with that single leg and just get the takedown, he may have been able to get it. But now it's going to be scoreless after one. That's the thing with that short first period. It's a lot of times if it's a two-minute first period, I agree with going for that. But when it's a 1-2-2.
Take your points.
Try to get that takedown.
Yeah.
Get that opening takedown and lead. And, you know, well, that creator would have been more to set up.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point, too, of the short and that lost minute does matter, right? Because, you know, you see so many of these consolation matches end in 0-0 first periods. You're right. 3 points would be big. So Canale will start on top. Spiral wide, Serrato now trying to kind of ride out in front. Hasn't quite tried to lace the knee. Heavy on the shoulders right now. Lost position a little bit, though. Allow Serrato to get up. He gets to the boundary, and they'll give him an escape. So Andre Serrato of Bethlehem Catholic now leads 1-0. Into a front headlock. Actually, they're not really in a front headlock there. Now they're just kind of tied up. Back up onto their feet, they are. A little snap throw by, but out of bounds, the both of them will go. And so Serrato and Canale back again to the center, 1:15 to go.
Serrato seems to be kind of keeping his distance a little bit, right?
My comment was just going to be, I think Canale's doing a really nice job trying to set up some shots. I think the hand fight, and you're right, in the tie-ups, I think has Serrato a little, you know, he's a little cautious with it, though. Inside trip there, though, Serrato, nice job. Side by side they are. The Canale with the wizard in. Trying to work down. Serrato, though, just kind of overpowers with his own. And side by side, pops the head out. And Andre Serrato, of Bethlehem Catholic with a takedown. 20 seconds to go. He now leads 4-0 here, nearing the end of the second period.
Canale really needs to try to get an escape here. Final 10 seconds. Down 4-0 after two. Could be challenging. I mean, you can still get the escape and a takedown, but getting this point would be huge.
Yeah, just 4 seconds to go as they go out of bounds, right? See if he can get a quick jump off the whistle. Again, make sure you stay with us here at the completion of Canale. Collier Hartman will be coming up here, as well as Evan Tolliver of Ringgold. So both those matches on deck.
And the ones in front of them are in the late second period for both.
Canale tries to roll through on with those 4 seconds remaining, unable to connect on any points, and so the second period will come to a close. Andre Serrato of Bethlehem Catholic leading 4-0 over Dom Canale of Trinity. And you're right, Greg. He still can find a way to tie this match with an escape and a takedown, but needs to work quickly. If he can. Serrato able to break Canale down to his stomach here in the first 10 seconds of the period. Serrato, not a ton of movement yet. Or Canale, rather. I guess both of them, really not a ton of movement, but Canale needs to get going here. Under a minute and a half to go in this third period, trailing by 4. Up on all fours and up to his feet. Is Canale able to turn and cut away? That's a point. 4-1. Quick counter shot on the double leg, but still pretty far out. So easy enough for Serrato to block. Up on their feet. Nice little ankle pick there from Serrato. Canale now just trying to reach back through. Grab onto something to prevent the takedown.
And he's trying to lace that ankle on the backside.
Yeah, nice job trying to step over, but bails out. Yeah, nice job there from Canale to not just improve his position, but get himself out of bounds. So 42 seconds remain, and Canale still trailing 4-1. Really nice ankle pick there from Serrato, though, to kind of start that scramble. We got blood time again to Serrato. So 42 seconds left, and Dom Canale needs a takedown here to tie it and extend.
A couple of WPIO wrestlers out there right now. Santino Sloboda of Butler leading Declan Baravaltuna 8-3 with 30 seconds left. Kale Yannick of Moon, he's the match in front of Collier Hartman. And it's 9-6. He is trailing Drew Shear of Boiling Springs. And they have about 30 seconds left in the third period. Nolan Rice of Connellsville, he's in the tiebreakers now with Max Tansini of Perkiomen Valley. Back underway for Canale, final 40 seconds.
Yeah, shot attempt from Canale. And just sort of into a bit of a front headlock there. Canale able to stand back up, a little over-under positioning here, under 20 seconds to go. Canale needs to go. Nice job there. Snap tried to jump behind Serrato. Yep.
Is it Canale got that penalty?
No, Canale did, yeah. So now 4-2. Canale trying to move fast. Throw by, nothing. Can't connect on it. Serrato now just holding still, and he'll get it. Andre Serrato of Bethlehem Catholic, a 4-2 win over Dom Canale of Trinity at 127 pounds.
Kale Yannick's going to drop a 9-6 decision from Moon, so that'll bring Collier Hartman up. Nick Salamone of Easton just won, so that'll bring Evan Tolliver up. So we'll have their two matches coming up next here on the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
So Evan Tolliver of Ringgold is underway against Braden Sigel of Downingtown West. Collier Hartman about to be underway against Noah Fenner of Easton. Hartman in on a leg. Dumps Fenner to the side. Trying to work up the body as Hartman now tries to go towards a cradle. Has it locked in. Tries to force Fenner over with it. There's the takedown, and he's going to get some back points. Not really in a position to get a fall, but he'll get some back points as well. And Hartman will be up 6-0.
On mat two, Evan Tolliver trailing Braden Sigel of Downingtown West 3-0. A takedown by Sigel. 10 seconds to go. Tolliver trying to stand up as Sigel's kind of low on the ankles, but first period will come to an end. Tolliver trails 3-0.
Max Tansini won in the tiebreakers over Nolan Rice. Santino Sloboda did defeat Declan Barr. Just a couple of matches that we had quickly referenced while we were waiting, so I wanted to mention those results to you. Collier Hartman 6-0 at the end of one. He'll defer his choice, and it will be Fenner who goes on the bottom.
Sigel will start down against Tolliver of Ringgold. Had a false start there, so they'll reset. Tolliver trailing 3-0. Riding on top, trying to get the leg in, but Sigel up to his feet. Quickly, the whistle blows for potentially dangerous.
Had an escape for Fenner, and then a quick shot. Hartman spins behind, so he's up 9-1. Now he gives the escape, makes it 9-2. Hartman trying to take the elbow and then grab for the leg. wanted to try to muscle Fenner over, and Fenner was not going to have any of that. And now they're into over-unders with a minute and a half to go in the second. .115 left in the second period.
Tolliver still trailing 3-0, but so far is riding successfully, trying to work on the head of Sigel. He's going to get called with potentially dangerous. Sigel might be injured here. We'll see if injury time comes up. Tolliver trying to work back after giving up a takedown in the first.
Hartman trying to spin around behind Fenner. Fenner trying to step over top of Hartman. Hartman does lace an ankle, gets behind, gets the takedown, and then Fenner able to look like he got the escape. But no, they say they were out of bounds first. So 12-2 Hartman with 46 seconds to go in the second.
Tolliver continuing to ride on Sigel, doing a nice job. And once again, we're going to get a stoppage, maybe a stalemate of some kind, but Evan Tolliver not scoring any points, but certainly asserting his will here in the second period, trailing 3-0.
Couple of shot attempts after an escape for Fenner. 12-3 Hartman right now with 20 seconds to go in the second.
Sigel up to his feet, but again, Tolliver brings him back down to the mat.
Hartman with another takedown. He's up 15-3, and he does have choice to begin the third. So if we continue the Big Mac way of going neutral, he could get the takedown and attack.
I was going to say, here's a situation where
you could see it happen.
Where I could see it happening.
And there it is. He will go neutral. A takedown here would give Hartman the technical fall. Shot attempt for Fenner. Hartman spins behind. And there is the technical fall, 18-3 for Hartman at 3 minutes and 7 seconds. Collier Hartman has earned himself a state medal.
Outstanding. Evan Tolliver rides Braden Sigel of Downington West the entire second period. Still trails 3-0, starts the third period down. A couple rolls this time. His second roll might get him caught, and it does. A few near fall points coming for Sigel. Yeah, that'll be two. So now Tolliver, a strange match so far, gave up an early takedown, was trailing 3-0, rode for the entire second period, but then quickly gives up two near fall points. He now trails 5-0, a minute 39 to go third period. He's down. Whistle blows, a little switch action, and Tolliver able to get behind and actually gets the reversal. Well, they give him as a Sigel was standing up to his feet. They're actually going to say he was not free. So a two-point reversal. Tolliver now trails 5-2. He'll give Sigel the optional start. Tolliver doesn't actually let him stand up, though. So he'll try to come out in front. Instead, Sigel able to grab the leg of Tolliver, but Tolliver will jump up into his arms, get the potentially dangerous and stalemate the match. Back down, they'll go 6-2. Well, now the escape is given to Sigel, so 6-2. Sigel leads over Tolliver. They're on their feet. Minute 15 to go. Oliver's going to need to push a little bit. Shot attempt blocked away. Another shot attempt, and Sigel's going to get hit with a stalling warning. I don't know what you do in that situation, though. I mean, Tolliver's taking that shot from pretty far away, so you don't really even need to sprawl. You can kind of block it with your hand, so. Solly warning to Sigel, but he still leads 6-2, 30 seconds to go in the match. Tolliver trying to push. Another stalling warning. That's going to be a point for Tolliver. So 6-3 now the score, but Sigel was in on a shot. We're going to get another potentially dangerous. So it'll be 6-3, 19 seconds to go. Tolliver trailing on their feet. He's got to go if he's going to. Shot attempt blocked away by Sigel. Tolliver again, heavy on the head, re-engages in a tie-up, under 10 seconds to go. Tolliver a shot, another stalling, hits Sigel, it'll be 6-4. Tolliver gets down on the ankle, looking for the other ankle. He's not going to connect on it, and Braden Sigel of Downington West hangs on. A 6-4 victory over Evan Tolliver of Ringgold at 133 pounds.
So we got two Washington County wrestlers to go. It's Bryce Collins and Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. As of right now, they are not on the board. So imagine we'll be about 10, 15 minutes before we'll see them on the mat. So we'll switch back over to FM for just a little bit and be back before their two matches come on for us to see if they will be able to earn a medal and bring it back home. So we'll be back shortly here on the WJPA Sports Network.
95.3 WJPA.
From Evergreen Personal Care Homes, here's Nicholas Hall.
Nowadays, personal care homes,
Pennsylvania's radio sports leader, WJPA Washington.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan is on deck. Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan also on deck. So those two wrestlers will be coming up here in just a minute. Both wrestlers looking to try to get a medal here from the Giant Center in Hershey. They got to win this one to do it. And Braden Collins will be on mat one. Bryce Collins will be on mat number four. So we will have their two matches coming up here in just a minute, so we'll step aside for a quick timeout, and we will be back with their two matches here from the Giant Center in Hershey. You are listening to the WJPA Sports Network.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages. Home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing, full service, cost-effective, done right.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, Greg Warnock, Greg Smith with you here. There is 1 minute to go in the third period of the match in front of Bryce Collins. And there is 40 seconds to go in the second period of the match in front of Braden Collins. Bryce Collins will be taking on David Clayton from Quakertown. Braden Collins, meanwhile, he'll be wrestling a familiar foe in Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area. These two have met twice this season. They wrestled at the Fred Bell tournament in the semifinals where Roskowski won 7-1. That was back in the end of January. They also wrestled last weekend in the West Regional for third place, and Roskowski won that one 4-0. So two wins for Roskowski over Braden Collins this season. Sounds like this is a good time for Braden Collins to get one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the score is getting closer, right? A six-point loss in January, a four-point loss in February. But what better time than now to reverse that fortune? Third time's a charm. We'll see if Braden Collins can right the ship.
Cooper Roskoski, a state runner-up last year to Elijah Brown, but was upset in the quarterfinals and puts him right here in this consolation match against Braden Collins. He lost the match to Paxton Hunt, the Southeast champion. So that put Roskoski in this matchup with Collins. Meanwhile, Bryce on the other side. He is wrestling, mentioned David Clayton from Quakertown. Clayton is the third place finisher out of the Southeast. He is a junior. Coming into the tournament, he was 40-7. So I think he's won. I think he's 2-1 here in the tournament so far. So 42-8 overall for Clayton. Meanwhile, for Collins, as they get underway, the West number three. He's a sophomore, 41-9 for Bryce Collins, and they are underway in this match at 189.
Just pushing and shoving so far. A couple little tie-ups, but nothing notable yet. They're about 25 seconds into this first period.
Drag by attempt there for Clayton, and Collins just stands him up right and they get out of bounds. 17 seconds to go in the opening period.
Just moments away again from Braden Collins also hitting the mat against Cooper Roskoski of Kiski. We'll have that one for you as soon as they get started as well.
Once those two matches complete, we will be back just shortly before 7 o'clock for the semifinals of AA, AAA, and girls, all wrestling at the same time on six mats. Usually probably do like two mats for each classification.
Yep.
So we'll have that for you. Collins scoreless at the end of one. Clayton of Quakertown will go on the bottom for the second period. Clayton up to his feet, tries to roll. Collins sticks with him, drops down on a leg after Clayton comes to his feet. Cement mixer attempt for Clayton, and he's going to get Collins to his back. The cement mixer puts Bryce Collins to his back. The pure strength of Collins is what gets him off of it to sit himself upright. But he is now down 6-0.
He took the words right out of my mouth. He just put both his arms back on the mat and just pushed himself up. You're right, that was pure strength to stave off the fall. But, as you mentioned, a six-point move for Clayton gives him that 6-0 lead. And Collins has his work cut out for him. On the other side of that, Braden Collins is about to hit the mat on mat one. Against Cooper Roskoski.
Driving in after picking Bryce Collins up in the air, now is looking for a half, is Clayton, and he's going to turn Bryce Collins over to his back. Four near fall points waiting for Clayton, and he's looking for the fall here on Bryce Collins. Still a minute to go in the second period. Trying to force that left shoulder down near the out-of-bounds line.
Almost had him there, yeah.
Collins trying to force his way out, but still in bounds is Clayton. Now Collins is able to roll one shoulder through. But four near fall points, it's now 10-0. Clayton out in front.
Braden Collins and Cooper Roskoski underway. No score here. About 20 seconds remain in the first period. Roskoski heavy on the head. Tries a little near side drop down single, but blocked away by Collins, and they'll go out of bounds. 6 seconds remain, no score.
Down to 15 seconds remaining in this second period. Bryce Collins up to his feet. And he's not going to be able to score. 10-0 after two for Clayton of Quakertown.
No score after one period between Roskowski and Braden Collins. Braden Collins will start the second period on top. Quick breakdown of Roskowski, working on the right side, right arm. As it chopped that right elbow down, unable to do it, Roskowski up to his feet. And instead of picking him up, Roskowski will cut himself free. And he leads 1-0 over Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan.
Third period begins neutral for Bryce Collins. Trying to go for a cradle. He's got Clayton. I don't know if he has it completely locked yet. He's trying to force it down.
Gonna have to pull him back onto the mat. He wants anything.
Not gonna be able to finish it though. They go out of bounds.
Roskowski on his feet against Collins, but no point has been awarded yet. Yep, there it is. So 1-0, Roskowski leads. Wrestling on their feet. 1:15 to go, second period.
1:10 to go in the third for Bryce Collins, trailing 10-0. Trying to drive in, they go out of bounds.
Braden Collins and Roskowski pushing on each other. They go out of bounds as well. Under a minute to go, and that's still 1-0 Roskowski. Shot in by Braden Collins. Roskowski sprawls, trying to work himself around the head. Unable to do so, so they'll stand back up onto their feet. Whistle blows as Collins lost his headgear, so they'll reset with 35 seconds left.
32 seconds remaining in the match for Bryce Collins. Down 10-0. Gonna have to find a big move. Clayton of Quakertown, though, trying not to engage too much. So they go out of bounds. 21 seconds left.
Under 20 to go. Roskowski and Braden Collins. Nice little single there by Collins. But Roskowski able to quickly stick that foot back in the mat and force himself out of bounds. So no score there. Probably the best shot attempt of the day by Braden Collins. But the second period at 215 pounds will come to a close. Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area with a 1-0 lead over Braden Collins of Cannon Mac.
Just 8 seconds remain, and look like the knee of Bryce Collins got hyperextended a bit, so he's getting looked at by the trainers right now.
Here's another instance. 1-0, Braden Collins trails, and he chooses neutral with a chance to tie. Instead, Roskowski in on a shot. He's in pretty deep, trying to climb the body of Collins. Collins reaching back towards the hip to try to stave off the shot. Roskowski trying to climb the body. There's the 2 points. Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area. He now leads 4-0 over Braden Collins.
So it will be a 10-0 major decision win for Clayton of Quakertown over Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan.
Minute 14 to go. Braden Collins has his work cut out for him, trailing 4-0, 1:14 to go. Cooper Roskowski about to start on top. Whistle blows and quickly broken down. Still on his base now. Collins up to his feet, working on the hands. able to cut away, and so now just a three-point match, 4-1. Braden Collins trails Roskowski. Shot in, blocked away by Roskowski, and out of bounds they'll go again. 54 seconds remain. Four to one. Braden Collins not tied up at the moment. Now tied up. Little throw by. Short shot there. Has hands on both legs of Roskowski. Roskowski spread out, or sprawled out rather. All the way now. Roskowski trying to get behind, trying to lace that ankle. Has the ankle in his left hand. We're going to get a potentially dangerous. So a quick whistle. 35 seconds to go. Again, Braden Collins trying to find the takedown to tie this match up against Cooper Roskowski of Kiski, trailing 4-1, under 30 seconds to go. Pushing into each other. Shot attempt by Collins. Again, in on a leg, but not very deep. Now switches to a single. Trying to corral that left leg of Roskowski as they near the boundary. Collins in on it now, able to pick it up. Sinks down to the ankle. He's going to need to move here. Just under 5 seconds to go. Lifted up off the mat. Trip towards the boundary. And he gets it. Yes, he gets the takedown with almost no time left. Braden Collins. What an effort. I thought he was out of time. Really? Able to connect on it. At the boundary. Picks up the other ankle. And we are going to sudden victory. 4-4.
Literally no time left.
There could not have been. That was the right call, in my opinion, to be clear. That was the right call from what I could tell.
If it was a half second later, yep. It was it.
Shot in by Roskowski. He has the right leg. Collins, though, trying to get behind him. And Braden Collins comes from behind and gets the three-point takedown. Gets the takedown literally with no time left. Gets the sudden victory takedown. And Braden Collins of Cannon Mack. At 2:15, a 7-4 victory over Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area. Nice way to round that one out. Great comeback there for Collins.
And you're talking a state runner-up from a year ago, not going to medal. And in addition to that, it looks like it's win number 100 for Braden Collins. Boy, having that printed, and that could have had that potentially... Would have had to wait till next year, but he gets it here at the state tournament. Not only does he earn a medal, but he also earns win number 100.
Third time's a charm. Avenges two losses. Again, lost by major decision back in January. Lost 7-1 or something like that, regardless. Two straight losses against Roskowski this year, this calendar year. Third time's a charm here at Hershey. Big win, and to the medal stand goes Braden Collins.
He is the third Big Mac wrestler, and you think about this. So Washington County in AAA will come away with three medalists, all three from Cannon McMillan. They came to Cannon McMillan, or they came to the Giant Center with seven wrestlers, so just about half of their team is going to come home with a medal. That's a really great job for Cannon McMillan.
That is an exceptional job. Again, it speaks to so much about their program. And again, you talk about the success of the girls program too. I mean, they are just they are here to make a name for themselves, and they are doing it emphatically. And that was a great encapsulation of all of that.
So congratulations to Braden Collins for AAA, so it'll be 14 total medals coming home for the WPIL. For AAA, it'll be Lee Dreschman, who's in the semifinals, and it'll be Collier Hartman and Braden Collins, all coming home with medals for Cannon McMillan. So that wraps up our action here from the AAA quarterfinals and as well as the second and third round of consolations. We're going to step aside for about an hour. We will be back here around 6:50. We will come on and set the stage for the semifinals in both AA, AAA, and girls. All six mats will be out, two mats for each classification. And then they'll run a round of consolations. I'd assume the same concept, two mats for each classification. So that'll be at 9 o'clock. But, so make sure you stick around. Come back with us here in about an hour. We will be back underway for the semifinals, and we will actually cover not only Washington Greene County, where we have Colin White wrestling for West Greene in AA. We have Marley Sullivan of Cannon McMillan wrestling for Cannon McMillan on the girls, and Lee Dreschman wrestling for the boys in AAA. All three of them in the semis. We will also cover all the WPIL wrestlers as well in the semifinal round as well. So make sure you stick with us for that. And that's coming up right around 7 o'clock is when the start will come here for that round. So we'll go ahead and step aside. Thanks to Jacob Knisner back in the studio for being with us here today. And for my broadcast partner, Greg Smith, I'm Greg Warnock. We appreciate you listening in thus far to the WJPA Sports Network.